CLP Radio. Best music, best rhythms, simply the best. The best.
Hello, Frank. It's very nice to meet you. For many people, you're best known as one of the two producers, alongside Alex Stephenson, of the iconic track The First Rebirth, released in 1993 on Banzai Records. To start, can you tell us how your journey as a DJ and producer began?
Hi, I'm Frankie. I was a young guy, loving music, and from I was 8 years, I was always busy with the records from my mother. My mother had a stereo with small records, and I was always playing the records. And I liked playing those little vinyls, so I was always listening to music. Back then it was Elvis Presley, the Beatles, the music that my mother loved. But it was the vinyl that attracted me. Putting the needle on the vinyl and there was something coming out. It was magic for me back then when I was a little guy. So, yeah, when I had some money, I was buying records. And it always evolved. Yeah, and now I'm here. Yeah.
And about the project Johnson Stephenson, how and when did the project come to life?
In 1992, in the beginning of the 90s, I was playing a lot on Belgian parties. And there was a guy called DJ Fly, and there was the boss from Banzai Records. He still is. He was asking me, he was starting his new label, Banzai Records, and he asked me to do some music for the label. I said, okay, cool, I will come to the studio. And he introduced me to Axel Stevenson, who was the engineer working on the studio. So we as the local and no DJs in Belgium, we came and we told the guy who was engineering, we want that sound. And so we worked together, and the first record we did was the first Rebirth, and it was direct a big hit. It's a classic now. We made it in 15 minutes. Really, 15 minutes. We just programmed some beats, some acid lines, some melodies, and yeah, we mix it down in one take, and that's the first Rebirth. Yeah. If you back then told me it's going to be a big hit 30 years later, I didn't believe you. But we're still here.
And you made five tracks, and after the fifth track, The Final Rebirth in 1996, what inspired you to create the sixth Rebirth in 2019?
Yeah, well, the Final Rebirth was because we did the first, the second, the third, and the fourth Rebirth. And back then I was a little bit tired to do always the same sound, and I say, we're going to finish it with the fifth Rebirth, and the fifth, everybody was expecting the fifth, and I say, we're going to call it the Final Rebirth. So we did the Final Rebirth, more clubby sound than rave sound, and we finished. Then Axel Stevenson left the project, he stopped with Jonas Stevenson, and I went on solo with the project. Years later, people were asking me to do some live acts with Jonas Stevenson. But I was always doing the same old tracks, and I said, it's time to do some new music. And that's why I did the sixth Rebirth and the seventh Rebirth, and so on. That's why I did the sixth Rebirth. But with the specific sound of the Jones and Stevenson old sounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in 1996, you released a very beautiful album, Welcome Into My World, which I believe is your only LP.
Yeah. That's true. It's at this moment my only and first album. But back then I was always working in the studio with other guys doing a side project and working solo. So we did some really different styles of music, putting on one album and mix it like a mix CD. And really proud of it. It's the first album, but I will tell you, there is a new album coming soon.
Oh, it's a very good news.
Yeah. The last 5 years, I have made really a lot of new music, really different styles, from techno, house, to trance, to hard style, to hardcore. And soon it will be released.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
And you also released music under other aliases, like Dr. Jones and The Doctor. Do you remember how many tracks you've made under all your names?
Oh, no. I know Dr. Jones was a side project, and I think there are 3 releases from Dr. Jones and The Assistant, because in the 90s I had also a sub-label called Tripomatic Records. It was a sub-label from Bonzo Records. And on that label, we did more clubby tracks than rave tracks. So the BPM was really a little bit slower down, especially for clubs. And that was doing with Dr. Jones. And on The Doctor, that was for my Buja Records. That was Goa Psytrance I did. That was all the Psytrance I did. I think we did 14 releases back then. Yeah. But those two side projects, Dr. Jones and The Doctor, are really in the underground scene, really big now. Everybody is looking for those vinyls we pressed back in the days. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did you had other names for your productions?
Other names? Yeah, I also had the project Moon Project, mm-hmm. that I did together with Mike Push from Universal Nation. So Moon Project, we did some electro trance together. Moon Project, what we have? Karatrax I also did. Yeah, I did so many things in the 90s, I can't remember it.
Too many, yes.
Montini tracks we did also.
Yes. Yeah. And in 2012, you launched the label Band Tracks, yes, and which released 10 tracks by 2016, including the collaboration with the well-known DJ Jesse Durex. And what was the idea behind this label Band Tracks, and what motivated you to create it?
Back in the days in 2012 in Belgium, the acid scene was really big, and I was playing a lot of acid parties, and I was making also a lot of music, and I was we're going to release it, and I said okay, let's do a new label, and I did a new label to put on my own music. And Jesse Durex, back then he was not really well known, released his first release on it. And the last 6 to 8 years, we did no release, but we are starting the label back up, and all my new music is coming out by the end of the year, beginning of next year on the label. We really, all my new album is going to be all on the new Band Tracks.
And in the 2000s, many Belgian clubs were shut down. Yeah. And from your perspective, how has the Belgian nightlife evolved since then?
Back in the 90s, we had so many nightclubs. You could go party from Thursday night till Wednesday morning, non-stop club nights, after parties. But the new generation now, the younger kids, are not going to the clubs anymore. They go to big parties, they go to festivals, and if you want to buy a ticket for festivals, it's not cheap, it's expensive. So they choose which party, which festivals they're going, and they're not going out every weekend anymore. That's why the clubs are really shut down, and before Belgium was a clubland, and now it's a raveland, I always say.
It seems like there are no two scenes in Belgium, retro scene, and for those who experience the 19th first scene, and a modern scene driven by a younger generation. Where do you find yourself between these two audiences? Do you have a preference, or do you enjoy both?
Yeah, I enjoy both. My preference go to the new generation, really, because all the retro parties are okay and they are cool. But yeah, I seen it before. It's always the same, and the new generation is. I like the new generation, the new kids for now. They like to go out, listen to different style of music. They like trance, techno, hardcore, hard style, drum and bass. They just want to have a good time, and that's what I like. So my preference goes to the new style, the new generation, really. Because everybody was thinking before you had the techno scene, the old school scene, but on every scene you see always the same people going out. They just want to have fun. So yeah, new generation, I always say the best is yet to come. In 10 years it's going to be better than it's now. Yeah.
And if you could relive the best night of your life, which one would it be?
The best night of my life?
One night. Maybe.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
Tonight?
No. No. It was tonight at the Tap 2 party in Rams. This year, the best party. Thank you.
And thank you so much, Frank, for taking the time to do this interview. It was a real pleasure, and I wish you many more nights like the one we had tonight.
Yeah.
And see you soon, Frank.
Yeah, okay. And Paris. Call me, book me, I want to come and play for you.
Yes.
Thank you, friends.
Thank you. BLP Radio. BLP Radio.